Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from our gospel lesson, Luke 17. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. This is his destination, Jerusalem. This is the place of sacrifice. It is the place of atonement. This is where he would take up his cross for the sake of all mankind. And when he was on his way to the cross, Jesus is met by 10 lepers. Our text tells us they stood at a distance. For these lepers knew the law. The law stated that they were to keep away from everyone. Leprosy was an individual disease, but it was also a social disease. It infected the body with hideous disfigurement. The laws of clean and unclean, as set out in Leviticus, demanded that anyone with a leprous skin be isolated from others, from family, community. They were to keep their distance. So these lepers stood far off from Jesus. Sin is like leprosy. And this leprosy affects each and every one of us. Like leprosy, sin is both an individual and a social disease. Sin affects us individually. It ruins our thinking, our speaking, our behavior. It causes short tempers, impatience, and rash reactions. We could boil all that down to doing or saying something stupid, which we are all guilty of. Sin is a social disease. It isolates. Gossip, jealousy, unkind words, all those actions destroy relationships. Self-centeredness, power struggles, adultery ruins marriages. Disrespect, distrust, insecurity causes rifts between children and parents. Sin truly isolates us from others. But more importantly, sin isolates us from God himself. We are like those 10 lepers standing at a distance from Jesus, separated by sin. And if left untreated, sin would separate us forever from God. We call that eternal separation from God hell. Just ask the rich man in the account of the rich man and Lazarus, which we just looked at in our Bible study this morning. In death, there was this great chasm, this great gulf between himself and Father Abraham. And no one could cross that gulf. It was too wide even for Lazarus to give him a drop of cool water. The lepers recognized this distance, so they did not presume to rush up to Jesus or grab him, demanding healing. They were humble, acknowledging that distance. They acknowledged that they truly were leprous. And they cried out from a distance. But their cry is not for cleansing, but it's for mercy. Earlier in the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 5, Jesus encounters another leper who begged him for cleansing, and Jesus granted it. Now there are 10, but they plead for mercy. Why the difference? Maybe it's because Jesus is going to Jerusalem. He's drawing near to Jerusalem, the place of sacrifice, the place of atonement. And it is through the atonement that God's ultimate mercy cleanses all mankind from sin. We beg for mercy. We come before the Lord and we keep our distance in acknowledging our sin. We do not presume or demand anything or try to earn that mercy. And this morning, as we gather for the divine service, we see an example of that. We began by acknowledging our distance from the Lord because of our sinfulness. Remember those words, "Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father." And so, because of sins, we are at a distance from God. We confess our sins, asking God for forgiveness. We sing or speak those words of the Kyrie, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." And how does Jesus react to these cries for mercy, whether it's the 10 lepers or each one of us gathered in the divine service? He didn't avoid those 10 lepers. He didn't run away. He didn't go by on the other side of the road. He does not keep his distance. And so he commands those lepers, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." They would be cleansed on the way. And to us, Jesus speaks those words of absolution through the voice of the pastor. "I forgive you all your sins." No matter how terrible your sins are, no matter how disfigured you are, he forgives them. All of those sins, all of our sins, he joyfully takes to the cross, where he dies for each one of them. Sin does not push him away. Jesus truly wants us to cry out to him for mercy so that he might forgive us. This account ends with one of the 10, the Samaritan, returning in thanksgiving and falling at the feet of Jesus in worship. His leprosy is gone, and with it, the distance from Jesus. Even for that foreigner, the distance is gone. It's been taken away by Christ's healing. Just imagine this former leper and an outcast from Israel falling on his face before Jesus, giving him thanks. This leper recognizes Jesus as the Son of God, as the new temple. Jesus is the place of atonement, not the building in Jerusalem, but Jesus himself. His worship confesses his faith, that is, faith in Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. The place to give thanks for cleansing is wherever Jesus is. The other nine, they chose not to be close to Jesus. And now this Samaritan, one of the lost, has come to faith in the fact that God is present in Jesus. And with his presence comes mercy and healing. So God invites us to draw near to him, to receive his mercy and his healing. This invitation is given out, and it's written in the very blood of Christ. As Jesus journeys to Jerusalem, he gets closer and closer to the cross. For us, now we live in the aftermath of the cross. We live in the aftermath of Good Friday and Easter and Ascension. And we hear those words of Christ from the cross, "It is finished. Our redemption is complete." And because of that, the distance between you and God has been removed by the cross. You have that invitation to come to him in thanksgiving and praise, and there are no boundaries separating you from God. This liturgy that you participate in is a liturgy of thanksgiving and praise for our Lord's healing words spoken to us that remove that leprosy of sin from all of us. Now you are clean. You are forgiven. You are holy. You are free to come to thank him, to praise him. And now Jesus' words to that Samaritan apply to all of us. Rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.